This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Another year passed, another International Women's Day been and done and dusted, and you've achieved once again nothing for international women around the world, Lucy.
Excuse me?
Name one international woman.
Me?
Dear. Whatever day it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we take the jump with Josie Gibson. We're talking all about the TV show The Jump with Josie, who was a contestant on the show, and we're discussing skiing, why we would never do it, why I did it, an experience I had with blind skiing, and why Lucy should do it. Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM episode 57. If you've never joined us before, you come to make a better time, to be honest. Podcast is on fire. Not literally, though. If there's any fire around you right now, please do call the fire brigade. We don't want any actual fires.
We really don't want any fires.
No, we're not promoting any fires. But please do check out previous episodes of the show. There's so many back catalogue to choose from. We've done a podcast basically about every topic we can think of so far. Literally anything that's popped into our heads, we've done it on, right?
Yeah, we really have. But if you do have any more topics which you'd like to hear about, then please tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
Absolutely. And just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Hello. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me is that it's the first time this year I had my hair cut.
I can tell.
I think so. Anyway, I mean, I don't think I've had my hair cut this year. I mean, is it bad that I can't remember last time my hair cut previously?
To be fair, I don't think your hair was that, like, stupidly long.
Yeah, no, it was. It was uncontrollable. I got up in the morning and it was like something about Murray.
Oh, do you think?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Well, you're looking very smart and tidy now it's cut.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's probably the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Lucy.
That's so nice.
Yeah, definitely. What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton? Because we need true facts, otherwise we can't function.
Okay, so a true fact about me. This week I made my first ever homemade soup.
Oh, really?
So proud of myself.
What was in it?
Sweet potato and bacon. It was delicious.
Really? See, I really like sweet potato and I like bacon, so actually, I actually think I'd quite like that soup.
Honestly.
So, I mean, okay, so for anybody listening right now who wants to make this sweet, tell us about your recipe, Lucy Hilton, for your forthcoming cookbook on soups.
Well, obviously, there was sweet potato in it, there was bacon in it.
That's staggering.
Some onions, garlic, cream, chicken broth, although I think you're supposed to use vegetable broth. Maybe.
This doesn't sound that great, you know.
Yeah, but when it's all blended up and mixed, it was delicious.
It sounds very rich. I mean, is that healthy? It wasn't healthy soup, was it?
No, probably not, but I enjoyed it.
Isn't the point of soup, though? Most people have soup because it's a healthier option than having a big meal. You've just shoved a 3-course dinner into that soup.
This is true, but I didn't eat it all at once.
Oh, right. What do you mean? What did you last? Are you on a liquid diet now?
Yes, I I'm not on a liquid diet, but I just thought I could take it and have it for lunch at work.
Will you make me some? Seriously, that does sound good, though.
Oh, yeah, looking at me, just slagging it off, and now we want some.
So the reason why I wanted to do this topic, Lucy, on skiing right this week, first of all, I think we should start with, have you ever skied?
No.
You've never been skiing?
Ever.
Is it something that you've ever fancied doing?
Well, I suppose you don't miss anything that you've not done, do you? So I've never
No,
been,
that
like,
is so true, Lucy, yes.
No, So I've never been like, oh, I really want to go skiing. But I have heard from everyone that has been that they loved it. So I would like to try it, see what the hype's all about.
Have you had friends that have been skiing previously?
Yeah, my friends have been.
And what have they said about it?
They love it.
The thing is, though, right, because one of my colleagues this week, she's on a skiing holiday, and I've seen Snapchats from her. And I kind of think to myself, no, I have been skiing previously, and I will tell you my experience shortly.
Oh, gosh. And I bet that didn't end well.
Yeah, well, I'm still here, so I'm alive at least.
Unfortunately.
And she has been skiing the Snapchats this week, and basically, I've seen Snapchats of her pretty much in a ski lodge. She's not Snapchatted any skiing.
This would actually be me. I'd spend my whole time having hot dogs and drinking wine.
Hot dogs?
In the ski lodge.
What are you getting hot dogs for?
What else do they eat on skiing holidays?
Oh, well, I assume the, you know, it's strudels. It's all about
strudels?
You know, I don't know, pies and various things like that. It's kind of not. It's I'll come on to what I ate actually when I was on skiing. But basically, all I've seen so far is frothy lattes. I think it's wine and a roaring fire. Actually,
sounds idyllic.
Isn't that ultimately what you want to be doing on a skiing holiday? It's too cold to go out skiing. It's too white. The reflection's just too much for the snow.
And you're all cozy in your little skiing gear.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's very difficult to get on and off skiing gear. You couldn't go for a quickie in skiing gear. Put it that way, because yeah, the entire thing's over by the time you got it off. No, literally it is. A bit later on in the episode, one of the reasons we wanted to do it is because we're talking with Josie Gibson. If you don't know who she is, now's your chance to Google her. She's recently been on a TV show, The Jump, which is all about skiing. It's a reality show here in the UK. So that's coming up in a bit. She's telling us all about that. But beforehand, I thought I'd share what happened when I went on a skiing holiday, Lucy.
There you go.
So my friend Mikey, who's previously been on Luke and Lucy FM, do check out the episode. It's the one where Mikey is blind, so let's get some context to this. I think the episode Mikey was on was about accents, so please do search that, Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, audible.com/Luke and Lucy FM, on TuneIn, on Stitcher. There's so many places you can access us, Lucy.
So can we hear about this?
Yeah.
Incident.
So basically, my friend Mikey phoned me up to tell me that a company had contacted him, and it was a company that dealt with disabled people in sports.
Okay.
And this company wanted to send Mikey on an all-expenses-paid skiing holiday in Austria.
Amazing.
Mikey needed a helper to go with him. So, I'm the helper, Luke. Everything's paid. You just have to pay for your own flight.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything else, accommodation's all paid for. And I thought, it's all inclusive. Everything's for free. So you just need to come and pay for your flight. I thought, I'm on the next plane. And I was on the plane and sat with him. And that was an ordeal in itself because he sat in the front seat and the air hostesses came over to him and tried to move him. Now, Mike is completely blind. The reason why they wanted to move him is because they claim in an emergency situation, he couldn't open the emergency exit doors on a plane.
This is true.
He said, his rebuttal was, if this plane fills with smoke and nobody can see, I'm the person who's going to be better in the blind than any of you got.
I don't. Oh, yeah, because he's used to being blind.
Yes, Lucy, he's used to being blind. Yeah, yes, he's got used to being blind. And so we landed in Austria, and it was a 90-minute drive in this van. We got picked up by these people who were in charge of the skiing resort.
Wow, you probably looked after them.
And in the back with us were two people who spent the entire time, a married couple, arguing about the holiday. It was a woman called, I think she was called Karen, and I can't remember, I think the gentleman was called Dave or something.
Situations like that, like, it's annoying, because it's like, oh my God, you're arguing, you're on a holiday, you clearly need to not be together. But then it's really intriguing. I love it. I love people watching, and I love watching people argue.
She was like, I didn't even want to be here. And he was like, well, you insisted on coming here. She's like, no, I didn't. This wasn't my idea. So Mikey and I spent the entire 90 minutes mute because we just listened to these two argue for 90 minutes.
That's the funniest thing.
Not the funniest thing when you realise they're actually your skiing companions. We got to the Austrian little village, and you know what? It was really great. It was like in a nice, idyllic Austrian kind of full of snow, and we saw a spa as we walked past. Yeah, yeah. So they're making a big name in Austria. And you know what? It was really. The entire thing was great, actually, being there, because we got food and the drinks was good. And then the next day...
Everything was free.
Yeah.
Did you even take any money?
No, I just used Mikey's credit card. Well, he couldn't see, could he? So I just took it.
Mikey's listening right now.
Hi, Mikey, if you are listening. And he only dawned on us when we went to sleep that evening that, were actually going to be skiing tomorrow. And I was
and
like,
you've never done it in your entire life.
I've never done it in my entire life. I'm not only just doing it in my entire life, I'm doing it with somebody who's completely and utterly blind.
Surely, so, like, you go to, like, and practice before you go.
No practice.
Oh, wow.
So, at 6 a.m, bang on the door, and we had to be frogged merch onto the slopes. We got in our skiing.
Was it the army?
Oh, well, it practically was. Yeah, they were military. Who gets up at 6 a.m. on a holiday? Go up at 6 a.m.
See, that's why I wouldn't like to go skiing, because I don't like to wake up early.
Well, you wouldn't like skiing then, Lucy. And basically, they took us to the slopes. They shoved us in these jackets. The boots took about 20 minutes to get on.
Did you even have ski gear?
Yeah. They provided all the ski gear. To be honest, it was very tight. I mean, we're talking tight.
And you're hardly a big person.
Camel toe doesn't quite come into it.
Oh, wow, please.
It was dripping everywhere.
That's in my mind right now. Gross.
And then they put this jacket on the back of my kit. And on the, it was a high-vis jacket that said blind skier. So I said to them, so when do we get the instructions? They were like, okay, yeah, so you're going to go sit in the ski lift, you're going to take it to the top of the ramp, and Mikey's going to stay down here.
Was he not terrified?
Well, no, nothing really intimidates Mikey. And he was told to stay with the children's group, in fact. But this was a sighted children's group. He was the only blind skier in this group. And he stayed down there, and they pretty much taught him that blind skiing is you go to the top of the ski slope, push yourself off, and somebody shouts left or right.
No.
And that's it. You have to just move.
Did he just go left and right? And was he good at it?
To quote Miley Cyrus, he came in like a wrecking ball and bulldozed all the skiing kids out the way that he was part of. He said there was, quote, Austrian kids all over the Alps because of him. I was at the top of the slope, so my ski partner was... I was worse than him. It turns out my ski partner was a doctor of psychology, Karen, who'd been arguing with her husband for 90 minutes.
Okay.
Hi, Karen, if you're listening.
And did she start arguing with you?
She started to psychoanalyse me on the ski slopes. She was asking me all about my life and my childhood. Karen, I'm just trying to not break my legs here, so if you could just have this a bit later. Her husband stayed behind in the lodge drinking wine and reading books all day. It was true middle-class utopia.
I would so be with that husband, chilling, drinking wine, eating cheese.
I found the entire skiing experience truly, absolutely mesmerising, eye-opening and dangerous. I've never been on my backside as much as I have my entire life. I had ski burns, basically, in my hands from the snow. I've been in there that much.
Burned from the sun. Like, they'll take the ski goggles off. But, isn't it freezing?
Yeah, it's freezing, it's cold. To be honest, the only highlight for me was eating Austrian strudel, which is basically Austrian apple pie. It's basically Austrian apple pie. Warm custard, and we just ate them. Ike and I ate that for most of the time. Got to a point where we started to avoid the ski instructors so they wouldn't find us at the end of the holiday.
Just chilled in the lodge.
Yeah, but then at the end of the holiday, Mikey was sent a bill for all the food that we'd racked up. Turns out, actually, all the sweets, desserts and drinks we racked up in the cafe wasn't included.
Oh, no.
Good
I
job.
I thought they said it was.
Yeah, no, that was the back at the lodge. Turns out at the cafe.
And
that,
you never went there.
Yeah, I know. We never went to the lodge, we went to the cafe. So, Mikey got a €400 bill at the end of the holiday.
Well, come on, you have got a skiing holiday free. So I just €400 is a drop in the ocean.
I didn't pay it. Mikey paid for it. I'm not made of money. And he came second on Big Brother. I didn't. So that was pretty much blind skiing. And since then, it's really put me off skiing. Because I think to myself, I got that for free. Imagine paying for that experience.
Yeah.
Have you never fancied it?
Especially after hearing that story, no.
It's difficult. It's exhausting. You don't want to go on holiday to learn a new skill that you're never going to use again.
This is the thing. I feel like I need to at least try it, like practice it in the UK, you know.
Well,
and
go
like
to one of these chill... Yeah, exactly. They don't sponsor us, by the way.
And then see how I find it. But I'm really clumsy, so I reckon I'd break my leg
or something. Yeah, no, you would. And I'd pay to see it. We should get you skiing,
thanks,
Lucy.
Thanks. I'm not cool in the skiing gear, though.
You don't want to do it and nobody will watch you. Imagine doing skiing on live television. I think we need to know a bit more about that. And Josie Gibson is the woman to tell us. Welcome back to a woman who last made her debut on Luke and Lucy FM all the way back in episode 5. So it's a long time ago. So we're well overdue a catch up. She's recently been seen not jumping on Channel 4's The Jump. Welcome back to Luke and Lucy FM, the brilliant Josie Gibson.
Oh, thanks, Lucy.
Josie, talk us through it. I mean, first of all, before we even get to how you left the show, let's talk about how you even got to... We've just been just discussing skiing before we've had you on. Was you a good skier, or have you never done anything like that ever before?
I'd never done anything like that ever before. I've always wanted to go skiing, but I was always a little bit scared. So I'd never ever looked at a pair of skis before. So yeah, we had the best skiing instructors. I mean, that's why I took it on. You get the best skiing instructors, you're skiing in one of the most beautifulest places, and you've got a team of medics and a physio. So if you couldn't learn to ski in better conditions.
That's so true. So Josie, I mean, before you was approached to do the show, and did you think, because you must have been approached to do loads of different shows, and this must have been one that probably pinged your interest, because it's so controversial in a way, this show, that so many people get injured for doing it. I mean, yeah. It's literally a show about learning how to ski and doing a big jump at the end of it.
And don't get me wrong, it's about pushing yourself, and I really wanted to take on a new challenge, and I was pushed. I mean, I don't think I've cried so much in 6 weeks in all my life, but I was pushed to the, like, would say I was pushed as far as I could go, and I can't believe that I didn't. If I had more time, I would have got off the big jump, but I needed more time.
I've not seen this, so Luke tells me you didn't actually jump.
No, I never. I signed up to a programme called The Jump, and I didn't actually jump. Absolutely gutted. So, I'm gutted.
What happened?
So basically, when I pulled up to do the jump, I looked at the size of it, and I'm not joking, it's like a big block of flats, like death slide, so you go down, and then you fly off the end of it. But I honestly thought they made it look like, I thought it didn't look that big on TV, and then when I seen it in real life,
it was huge.
Like, oh, wow, I think we're going to have a little bit of problem here. And then, I was like, took me a long time just to get off the baby jump, because I kept being really dangerous, actually. I kept jumping off the side of it, and I used to take the trainer, and then I used to grab hold of the trainer and take the trainer down with me. Like, sometimes I wouldn't even know I'd done it, and I'd go down a jump out of the tracks on the side, which is really, really dangerous, subconsciously, and I would grab hold of the trainer as well, so he would literally, I remember one time I looked up and he was halfway down the hill, and I thought, why did he look so scared? And I thought, oh, he's falling down the hill, because I pushed him down there.
I bet he loved you.
He's lovely. James Lambert, he's really nice. But I know, do you know, the only way I got off the baby jump is because I had to take Emma Parker Bowles and Gareth Thomas with me, and they give me so much support and encouragement. I got off there in the end and I was loving it.
If you had to take anybody with you, Emma Parker Bowles and Gareth Thomas would be ideal people to take with you.
Yeah, they are men. They are so... honestly, they just made my jump experience. They are the most loveliest people ever. Like, they've made me laugh every single day.
So, I mean, to be honest, Josie, that's the thing, though. So before you started this show, you had...
Yeah.
So have you ever been on a skiing... Oh, I discussed earlier, I actually went on a skiing holiday. Have you ever been on anything like this before you even did the show?
No.
So did you think, okay, right, well, this is going to be... I mean, did you see it as a free holiday? Did you think, this is going to be hard? Was it a lot harder because it looks hard? Is it even tougher?
Well, first of all, I thought I was a lot harder than what I was. So I was like, yeah, I'll smash that. I always think I could do everything. And then I realised that I really am not very good at everything. I looked at it as like, you get paid, it's a free holiday, you learn to ski. I thought there'd be all that apres ski and that. It wasn't like that at all. It was really, the training was really, really intense. I didn't think I've ever been too tired in all my life. And the fresh air really gets you, doesn't it? But I had a whale of a time. Like, I had the best time of my life.
Good.
What an experience. Like, the team, they're lovely.
I think people make skiing look easy when you see it on TV.
Josie, do you think you made it look easy?
Not really. But yeah, they do make it look easy. But I suppose it is quite easy, really, when you get your mind to it. But it's just
the jumps.
It's just trusting yourself, isn't it? And I've realised that I'm not very good at trusting myself.
So, I mean, is that what you took away from this show, Josie? You took away from the fact you should trust yourself more? I mean, what would you say to somebody who's listening? You never know, celebrities might listen to this podcast. And who could be doing it next year if it comes back?
I would say I always doubt myself all the time, and I realise that my self-confidence is, I've always struggled with self-confidence, so my self-confidence is not as it should be, and when you're training with people like Olympic athletes and stuff, it really hit home that my self-confidence is not anywhere near where it should be.
But you're a confident person anyway, though, right? So I mean, to be able to go up to the... I get why you didn't do the jump. The moment when you went up there and you saw that coming down, that would probably be a bit overwhelming and stuff, and a lot of...
Yeah.
They've never had anybody refuse the jump before, though, have they?
Amy Childs.
Oh, well,
Let's make me feel a bit better.
Yeah, well, that'll put you in the same category as Amy Charles, Jose. I mean, did you make some really good friends from the show? Because it looks like you're literally stuck there for the duration of the show, right?
Yeah. So I did, yeah. Gareth Thomas and Emma Parker Bowles are my besties. We called ourselves Rita Sue and Bob too. And yeah, and obviously Lydia is so lovely. Jade Jones is just amazing.
What was it like to see Davina McCall again?
Oh, amazing. She is like... she's like a long-lost auntie all the time, I see her. She's so lovely. And she's just so good at what she does, isn't she? She's been doing it for so many years. And you see her and she's just... And you know what? The thing with Davina, what I love, is she like... She could have stayed in a lovely hotel. And we were in a lovely hotel, but she wanted to stay with all of us.
Oh, wow, really? So
in
she
the same
stays...
hotel.
Really?
Yeah, so she can, like, see us all and stuff.
Oh, and you socialise, like, kind of after the show and things.
Yeah.
That's and great, though.
She was really helping me, give me some techniques about my nervous energy and stuff, because I didn't realise another thing I learned was that I'm a very, very nervous character.
So you
wouldn't ever believe it, I know.
You just learned all the negative things about yourself, then.
Yeah.
And you got paid to learn all this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It takes something like a giant ski slope in Austria to make you confront this stuff. Josie, what have you been doing? Has life got back to normal? What have you done since the jump? What are you doing these days? Last time I think we spoke, we was on about fitness. Are you still doing all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so I still I run Slimmables. I've got I'm going to go back and do get into more personal training as well, because I love like somebody coming to me and then making them feel brand new and then leaving them, they've lost weight, they look good, and they can, I'm putting them back into the world again. So, you know, I love transforming people. So
maybe you need to get your hands on Luke then.
Oh, bless him.
Need to teach him a few things.
I've promised everybody in my life around me that I'll join the gym this year. I'll get my 3-pack and, you know, I'll try it.
Josie can help you.
I'll text you for some tips, Josie.
All right, love, no worries.
Josie, listen, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM. We'll get you back to it. I know that you've probably got personal training sessions after this, so we will leave you to it. Josie, have you got any parting words for somebody that is thinking about skiing, not on a show, but just skiing normally?
Oh, enjoy it. It's the most beautiful place I've ever been in my life.
And there you go, Josie Gibson on Austria. Beautiful
you.
Place,
right,
Josie.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Josie.
Thanks
bye.
So, much for coming
bye. So fancy skiing? Should we sign up for the new series of next year's series of The Jump? They're going to do one.
Yes, please.
Yeah?
I'll push you down the slopes first, though.
Do you think you'll look decent in one of those ski suits?
Of course I will. Yeah. I'll be the trendy ski suiter there.
It sounds very tiring. Very, very tiring. More tight
and
exhausting.
You can't handle exercise.
Although
though,
I'm thinking
not?
Of very few things I do that exercise. That yeah, no, I just don't. I don't think I don't know. But how nice was it to have Josie back on Luke and Lucy
she's
FM?
She's so lovely.
She's so nice. And you know, she's probably, you know, worth a bit more money now thanks to a stint on The Jump.
And she did fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't actually do The Jump, but the entire purpose of the show. But yeah, she did. No, she did. She did fantastic.
Woman after my own heart.
If you have enjoyed this episode of Luke and Lucy FM and you want more Josie, then please do go all the way back to episode 5 and check out the episode with Josie, the one where we...
Celebrity Fitness DVDs.
Hate Celebrity Fitness DVDs. Thanks, Lucy. Just go to iTunes, type in Luke and Lucy FM and you'll find all our previous episodes at audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. That is it from us. We are back next week with episode 58 of Luke and Lucy FM. 58 weeks, Lucy.
Time flies
when you're having... Time just flies. And I've got a great...
When you're having a terrible time.
With you. By the way, Lucy, I've got a great skiing pun to end the episode, right?
Oh God, here goes.
That's it from us. Time for us to slope off.
Yeah, that's awful.
That was good. Come on.
Right.
That's
okay,
that.
We'll see you next
that
episode.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, all
go
right.
Make a snow angel.
Get out.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's PODNOSE.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is Danielle Fischel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.